It's time for Vegan Foodie News. Well, hello, it's Saturday, June 26th, and here are today's headlines. Professional basketball player DeAndre Jordan recently told vegan chef Letitia Daring, owner of Brooklyn-based vegan restaurants Greedy Kitchen and Greedy Vegan, that he went vegan 3 years ago to help save the environment. Daring joined Jordan in the kitchen to make a meal using Beyond Meat's breakfast sausage for an episode of the new vegan cooking show Cooking Clean on Players TV. "One day, cold turkey, I was just like, this is what I'm doing," Jordan said. "It's been great for me ever since. Once you educate yourself on what you're putting in your body and where the protein is actually coming from, going vegan was an easy decision for me. And also environmentally, being able to take care of the planet, not only for ourselves, but for our children and their children and so on, I just wanted to be able to have some kind of impact on us bettering our environment." In other news, on June 28th, Wendy's is getting back into the plant-based burger game with the launch of the Spicy Black Bean Burger. The meatless burger features a plant-based black bean patty made with a blend of spices layered with tomatoes, onions, romaine lettuce, chipotle jalapenos, pepper jack cheese, and a spicy chipotle sauce. Wendy uses a dairy-based cheese on the black bean burger, and Veg News is confirming with other components of the spicy black bean burger that they do not contain animal-derived ingredients. Wendy's does not claim the burger can be ordered vegan due to the potential for cross-contamination on the sandwich prep line. Part of Wendy's Made to Crave menu, the spicy black bean burger, will be available while supplies last in 3 test markets: Columbus, Ohio, Jacksonville, Florida, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. To promote the new limited-time option, Wendy's is giving away a medium order of fries and free delivery when customers order the spicy black bean burger using Wendy's app through July 1st. And that's all we've got for today. Until tomorrow, stay tuned, stay veggie, and always stay well. This has been Vegan Foodie News. I'm Lisa Torch, and thank you so much for listening.